Chapter 24. The next morning, Cole went to the totem to carve his anger dance. He stared at the blank space at the bottom of the pole. What figure or shape would express what he learned during the dance? He knew one thing. Nobody ever woke up in the morning and chose to be angry. That meant that if he remained angry, something outside him controlled him. Cole didn't like the idea of being under the control of anybody or anything. So what could he carve to show he was sorry and that he had learned to forgive? What could he carve to show the healing that had taken place and the understanding he felt? Cole left the space untouched and returned to the cabin. "I danced the dance of anger," Cole announced during Edwin's next visit. Edwin glanced at him. "What did you learn?"
"To forgive," Cole said.
"Being angry is giving someone else control of my feelings so they own me. Forgiving gives me control again."
"And what did you carve in the totem to show forgiveness?"
"Nothing yet," Cole murmured. "There's still something missing. It isn't enough to be sorry and forgive. Somehow, I have to figure out a way to help Peter. Until then, I'll never be able to carve anything in the blank space. That's what I had to discover before I could heal, wasn't it?" Edwin smiled slightly and nodded.
"How to help Peter heal is something that will haunt you and stay in your thoughts like a sliver under your skin. The harm you did to him will fester and pain you all of your life unless you're able to make up for it."
"And what if I can't help Peter?" Cole asked, worried.
"Then you need to help someone else.
Is that why you and Garvey have helped me so much?" Edwin nodded, then turned and walked toward the boat. Cole could tell he was struggling to contain his emotions. As the short North Country summer passed, Edwin's visits grew less frequent. When he did come to the island, he spoke little, as if something was bothering him. He stayed only long enough to unload supplies, pick up Cole's school assignments, and look at the totem. Each visit, the totem had a new carving, but Edwin always seemed to focus on the blank space at the bottom of the pole, although he made no comment. By the end of summer, Cole had carved a seal's head, a sparrow in a nest, and a raven. There were dozens of huge black birds hanging out in the trees around camp, calling for handouts at mealtime. Cole also carved a jagged bolt of lightning and a big raindrop after dancing a storm dance. By September, the salmon began working their way upstream to spawn. Each day, during his soak, Cole watched them. He could see them leaping high out of the water, trying to make their way up through the gushing gorge of water above the pond. When the salmon run finished, several weeks later, Cole danced their dance and carved their figure into his totem. During late summer and early fall, Cole had spotted the spirit bear every few days as it wandered along the shore outside the bay or drank from the stream near the pond. But gradually, as winter gained a grip on the island, the sightings ended and the fresh tracks disappeared. Cole knew that the spirit bear had found a cave somewhere or dug out a hollow under a fallen tree to hibernate. Cole stubbornly kept visiting the pond for his morning soak, even though the water numbed him in minutes. Because of the bitter winds that winter brought, Cole spent more and more time holed up inside the warm cabin. Sometimes the winds blew so hard the draft through the cabin blew out his lantern. He stuffed paper, cloth, moss, tinfoil, and anything else he could find into the cracks. Every 2 hours he got up during the night to stoke the fire. Nights when he failed to get up, he paid the price by having to start a new fire from scratch while he shivered in his underwear. Carving on the totem became almost impossible. The icy cold stiffened Cole's joints and made his fingers numb and awkward. Several times he cut himself, prying his knife against the slippery wood. He also quit trying to collect firewood. Now whole weeks passed without any let-up of the rain. Everything became soggy, and Cole was glad he had cut and stacked a huge wood pile. The last thing Cole gave up was carrying the ancestor rock and soaking in the pond. Walking over the frosty rocks along the stream bed became too treacherous. Even when he hiked near the tree line, icy winds pierced his jacket and left him chilled.